You know, this last week, this last weekend, in fact, I had to spend some time cleaning out. I built a shed in my backyard years ago, and I built it in such a way that light can get in, but also leaves and things can blow in, and I keep my lawnmower in there, and so debris builds up, and so it was time to clean it out. And as I'm cleaning it out, I'm finding that some other guests have made their home in the piles of leaves that are inside my shed. And it got me thinking about how, you know, in the book of Ephesians, it tells us to put off the old self.
Yeah.
To get rid of these things that are troubling us, that are causing us to stumble, to put off those old ways and to put on the new self, put on the new way of living. And cleaning out the shed, right, was I had to get rid of some old stuff, including some critters. I had to get rid of, and we had to throw out a bunch of stuff. And I suffer from pancreatitis. I am definitely my father's son. And so there was a whole bunch of stuff that was in there that, you know, I had to hold on to because I just might need it one day.
Mm-hmm.
But really, it just needed to be thrown out. And so we threw a bunch of old stuff out, and that needed to happen. But that's not enough to just throw out the old stuff. We have to put on the new stuff. We have to put on worship. We have to put on gratitude. We have to put on service. We have to put on these things that help us grow. And that's really why we do the workshops, why we do the intensives. It's to help people put on this new way of living. And it's why I love what I do. I love teaching at those workshops and working those workshops because I get to help others put off the old and put on the new.
You know, it's such a reminder for me because intimacy in marriage is coming up, and my wife and I just celebrated our 23rd wedding anniversary this past Sunday. Yeah. So
hey, congratulations.
Yeah, it's been wonderful. And we were talking about just that. That our marriage today is so much different. I mean, radically different than our marriage, obviously, 23 years ago, or even 10 years ago, or even 5 years ago. And this is such an important truth, whether it be for us as individuals or relationships. There are things that we've accumulated along the way that just simply don't work.
Mm.
There's other things that we've accumulated that are destructive. And without our ability for subtraction, mm-hmm. we can't make positive addition.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just such a clear truth.
Right. And marriage is supposed to get better the longer you're married.
Yes.
But that doesn't always happen.
Theoretically,
right?
Yes.
So you do have to shed some things along the way.
So JJ, if someone were to jump on this last second bus to get to intimacy in marriage, what are some things that they're going to take off to be able to put on some different things?
They're going to be able to take off some of those old patterns of relating that have been a part of their life for their whole life, or at least from childhood. They're going to be able to put off some of those old patterns, and they're going to be able to put on the ability to listen well. They're going to be able to put on the ability to approach intimacy with wonder and passion and joy instead of fear and trembling.
Oh, that's awesome.
Not
man.
In a good way.
Yeah.
I mean, it's beautiful stuff.